The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 474.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a singer, songwriter, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kat McDowell. Kat, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me on here. My name is Kat McDowell, and I'm a singer-songwriter born in Japan and raised in New Zealand, and then went back to Japan and signed with Sony Music, and I was on a major label there doing music for 3 years with them on the contract, and then went independent, and I've been playing music, writing songs, and touring ever since.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
Yeah, my cultural background is, my mom's Japanese, my dad is from New Zealand. So I kind of spent half my life in Japan, half my life in New Zealand, and couldn't speak English till I was 5. And then moved back to Japan as an adult and spent about 10 years of my life there. And now I live in LA, California. I moved here about 4 years ago.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Kat, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
You know, it's one that I just kind of came across recently, and maybe it just came at a really timely point in my life. But it was a quote that says, "Now that she had nothing to lose, she was free," by Paulo Coelho, I think. Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of another verse that was also a theme of my life kind of in all of my 20s. And it's a verse from the Bible, Matthew 10:39. It says, "If you try to find your life, you will lose it. But if you lose it for the sake of me, you'll find true life." So I don't know, there's something really freeing about kind of starting from scratch and not feeling afraid, I guess. When you don't have anything to lose, you are no longer afraid.
Awesome. And I love that quote. And it's true. Sometimes, you know, we might hit rock bottom. So it's like the greatest thing about hitting rock bottom is there's no other way than to go up, you know, like you mentioned, starting from scratch and not having that fear anymore and just learning to embrace it and just, you know, live life. I mean, it's not always going to be an easy road, but it'll be definitely worthwhile. So I really love those quotes that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Confidence can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be, but really I think it comes down to knowing and accepting who you really are and not letting other people define you, because they look at you through their lens and through their own thinking of how the world should be and their own hurts and insecurities too. And so you can't use other people as a mirror. In fact, I wrote a song a long time ago called Apple of My Eye, and I wrote the song when I was standing on a bridge looking over a river and looking into the water and seeing how the water moved and seeing my own reflection in this water. I just thought to myself how in a way trying to figure out what we look like is, you know, who we really are through other people is kind of like trying to figure out what we really look like through reflection of moving water, that people's thoughts and people's thinking is always moving and is always changing. And so we can't look to who we really are in other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, especially as women, especially as Asian women, you know, we're so great at, you know, having other people define who we are, you know, just from the moment we were born, it's like we're told a certain path. And if we don't follow that path, then it's like the end of the world. But I think it's just a great reminder that it's just one person's way of living. It's never your way of living if that's not what you want. And you can be who you want to be. And when you can let go of what other people tell you what to do, what they think of you, then, you know, you can be free to be who you are, like your true self. So I really like the definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
It was a bit of a mess, actually. You know, it's funny. I lost so much confidence when I moved to New Zealand at the age of 5 that, you know, to have to learn a new language. And I was such an energetic, vibrant, and attention-seeking little girl when I was a kid. And then moved to New Zealand and couldn't speak English. And I felt so lost And I was trying to find, you know, self-worth and friendships, which just came so hard to me because it took me a while to catch up in language. And then I lost a lot of confidence. And so it was even harder to make friends. And it just, it got so low to a point where when I was about the age of 13, I, you know, a lot of things kind of all came to a head in that year. And I got rejected by a group of friends. And I was suicidal for about 6 months to a year. It was just, I just didn't even want to be alive anymore. I hated who I was and was looking to, again, to other people to give me a sense of identity that ultimately I realized couldn't really come from other people.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think, you know, we go through that, right? You know, trying to get approval from other people, especially when we're young, right? You know, we're so easily influenced. It's like, if that boy doesn't like us, then we're ugly or we're no good or we're worthless. Or if a friend stops talking to us and something's wrong with us, when really sometimes there's just people in your life that aren't for you, you know, and the right people will come along. And, you know, it's just learning about working about your inner self and knowing that you are more than enough to be the person that you are. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough to go out there and do what you love? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, it was funny. It came at the age of 15 when I kind of least expected it. But one of my friends invited me to this Christian camp. And, you know, I'd heard a little bit about Jesus before, I guess, but wasn't really that interested, you know, in Christianity. And I had grown up, I was raised a Buddhist, although my parents didn't really believe in anything very strongly. But then I went to this camp and was kind of invited, you know, like, hey, if you know, want to experience Jesus, like he can heal you. And so I was like, oh, okay. Oh, you know, I was open-minded at the time and was like, okay. And I prayed this really simple prayer. And I was just like, okay, God, if you're real, like show me who you are. And I had this incredible experience that to this day, it just sends shivers down my spine. Of, I think I was on the floor for about 2 hours in tears. And by the time I kind of came to, everyone had gone. But I had this amazing encounter where I just felt healed from the inside out and felt this, you know, what I believe to be Jesus, but this really like spiritual encounter of someone's arms around me the whole time. And I, that moment changed me forever, that I kind of felt this love and peace overflow inside of me, and all these things that had hurt me in the past and all the rejection that I felt, just I would cry and it would just disappear. And so that was the moment that really changed me. I think that was my aha moment for sure. And even though I've had a lot of ups and downs since then, it hasn't quite been as bad as it was before that moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing when you can have this spiritual encounter, right? It doesn't matter if, you know, if it's the universe or Jesus, whoever it is, it does give you that feeling that, you know, something's totally different, right? In a good way. And sometimes you just can't explain it. You just kind of let go and let it be and, you know, live in the moment. And because of that discovery, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I'm definitely not as, I don't look for my identity, I guess, the core of who I am in people. Although, of course, you know, I still long for acceptance and still long for love from people. And we're created to connect with each other and be that way. We're not created to be rejected. We're created to love and feel love and security. But I definitely don't look for it in people so much anymore. And I get this love from God. And so I am more able to give to people and to be able to love people from a place of overflow instead of a place of needing something from people.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
You know, I think it's something that I need to keep reminding myself too, but that it's not the things that we do that matter as much as who we are. And who you are is special and no one can take that away from you. And it's not about all the things that we do. You know, sometimes we get so caught up and put our self-worth and, you know, whether we're doing enough and whether we're achieving things. And, you know, and so many of us now, you know, it's easy to get career driven and to compare ourselves to other people, but who you are is enough and who you are is special. And I think we all need to keep reminding ourselves of that, you know, that God made no mistakes when he made you and that there's a role that you have to fill on this earth that nobody else can fill.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think that's a great tip, especially like you mentioned, you know, we base our worth on the things that we've accomplished. And as women, we're so great at comparing it, you know, comparing ourselves to other people, especially in a world of social media. And we just have to learn to let that go and be okay with who we are, know that we're worthy and enough to go out there to do the things that we want and be the person that we are. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your music, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I have Instagram, I've got YouTube, and I've even started an Etsy store. I've started making jewelry. But you can find all of that at kat-mcdowell.com, or you can find me under the handle Kat McDowell, KatMcDowell on all of my socials.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kat, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Kat's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Kat for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.